Yeah, obviously it's a massive club. Like, it's I'm over the moon to be here, to be honest, and hopefully can contribute to the season ahead. It's obviously probably the biggest club last year we played against when I was at Chesterfield, so it was always one I looked up to. So I'm happy to be here.
In some ways, are you surprised to be here? It's not long ago since you joined Cardiff, is it?
Yeah, no, and I thought it ended the season well with them and that as well. But obviously, it just wasn't meant to be this season, and I can't really have too many complaints. The lads up top are playing well and scoring goals as well. So when I heard the interest was here, I was happy for it to happen.
No point hanging around, is there? If you're not going to play, you might as well come somewhere else.
No, yeah, it was, yeah, of course. Like, and I guess at the end of the day, I just want to play football and stuff. And if I can do that here and hopefully get amongst the goals and that and try to help the lads out, it would be great.
Did you have a chat with Daniel Johnson before coming? No. Old teammate of yours?
Yeah, no, I didn't know, but I'm looking forward to teaming up with him again. He'd done wonders for me. Like,
in what way? Did he assist a number of your goals?
Yeah, he can see a pass. He can see a pass all right, so he's now I'm really looking forward to playing with him again.
When you meet the manager and his staff here, does it make it even easier to make the decision?
Yeah, obviously they're nice lads and stuff and come across very well, and it's obviously an exciting time as well for the club just coming up and see how far we can get this season.
Just tell us about the last 12 months of your life being a footballer. It you must have experienced many different emotions. You must have moved house a couple of times. There must have been a lot for you to do.
Yeah, I think my baby's 2 in October and this will be his 4th house he's lived in already. So it's, the missus isn't the happiest with me at the minute. Like, but she, it's been a bit whirlwind all right. And it's, hopefully I can settle down now and have a good season here at Preston.
You just want to hit the ground running. I'd imagine as a striker more than anyone else, you want to get your first game, you want to get your first goal, don't you?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, once you get the first ones out of the way, it's it gets a lot easier there because it doesn't play in your mind and stuff. So, as I said, like if I can do well here, I'd be happy, very happy.
You know what this level's all about. You've had a good taste of it second half of last season. Just how much of a step up is it from League One football?
I think everyone just seems a bit taller. I don't think the standard of football's that much of a difference, to be honest. Obviously, there's just if you make a mistake, you might get punished a bit quicker here than you would in League One. But it's just for the majority of the 90 minutes, it kind of feels very similar. Just that physically, maybe it's a bit more, takes a bit more out of you.
And what do you make of the competition for places that you've got as soon as you get here? We've just seen Stevie May, he's here. Joe Garner's here. Will Keane's here. Jordan Hugill's here. You got to train well every day, haven't you?
Yeah, of course, and it's how you want to. How you want to be as well, you know, you kind of play better once you get in, when you know there's lads there that want to get in ahead of you and stuff as well. So it's no, I'm sure it'll work out well for all of us, and as I said, like, if I can contribute to the season and hopefully do well, it'll be all good.